Is this shit on?
Oh, it is on. It is on. It is cold in Australia. It's like warm over there. We have a full house today. We have, where is everyone? Hold on, I can't work the computer. There we are. Hey! So, hi everyone. Welcome to this episode of Uncensored Radio Live. We have the grand poobah of poobahs, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett. How you doing today?
Girl, I'm getting the drive back to New York and I'm not having it. I'm like, I know I have appointments out next week. I text people to come paint the house. I got work going on and I'm like, I don't want to do none of it. I don't want to go home. I don't want to go up there because the lake just got warm enough to go in. I'm not trying to miss ladies' night down here. It gets on and popping now. These little country bumpkin bitches, they crazy.
They crazy.
They're wild. They're all just putting their fupa on everybody. They don't care.
Fupa. I love it. Katie, I wasn't going to introduce you with a fupa, but, you know, Jeffrey put it there first. How are you, babe?
I was going to say I don't appreciate Jeffrey talking about our, you know, our weekends together, but whatever. just planning Jeffrey's big return to New York, and he's already threatening me. So this is great.
Oh, yeah, right before the show, we had a little meet, and I was like, bet you better show up, because all of the people in New York, we're all going to be in the same room to do the show live, God so willing.
It's technology. Be a
yeah, and I had to buy money. I had to buy shit for it. So this bitch better show up, or I'm going to come over there and slap her baby.
So speaking of threats of physical violence, he also threatened Vera.
He did. I did?
Yeah. Wait, when did I threaten her?
Said Katie, said I'm flipping.
Oh, no. No, I know you'll be there. It was really just for Katie. So if I said y'all, I meant really just her.
You said bitches. That is, you know, two.
You know, oh. I'm so shocked that you mentioned fupa because my nephew swore I made that up.
Wait, what?
No, it's a real thing. These country bumpkins get down. It's crazy. And the one, you know, you could tell she was her own cousin. She must have been from Arkansas. She's sitting there, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know. She's not going to like this one chick who's from Boston. She's lower, but, you know, she's the one who puts her food on her. She went over there and was like, getting out and put her ass. She's right up on her. She's like, yeah. She started smacking her in the ass. I was like, whoa. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Look at the disgusted face of Luke.
I don't know how to contribute to this conversation anymore.
Luke, what are you talking about?
Used to be at one point, I was the crazy one, and now I'm just like, I've become like the concert, the Dorothy now. I'm Dorothy from the Golden Girls. I'm just like,
guys, what an amazing
a long time ago. You're Blanche, but anyway,
what an amazing segue, because we have the Golden Girls of Ghost Hunting, our very own ghostly Yay! Golden Girls, and Renata are here to play Silly Buggers with us today. Hey,
hello.
That was
hello.
Cool. That was super
How are you?
We're fantastic. How are you?
Hey, we're pretty good, actually.
What do we got here? A couple of showgirls, eh?
Sipping on their sauce.
We're a little scared, actually. We're not quite sure what the hell is going to happen. But we're here.
It's going to
be a ride, girls.
That's right. For everyone that's watching, we have...
slowly. Yeah, yes, be high before Annabelle comes and gets you.
Like a virgin. That'd be great. For everyone watching, we have just pre-recorded another show with Anne Renata, so there's ghostly goodies coming. I'm promoing, Jeff. God. And they are not shocked, because you have to wait till the last 5 minutes of that show to see where the conversation ended up going. So they're more than prepared.
Why, they yes, more than prepared. I did fangirl over them. Well, thank you for asking.
Nobody did.
I know no one did.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, we might as well jump into it, guys. We might as well jump into this week's...
Hot load of hot topics.
Look at it. They're like, oh, what have we signed on for?
Classy.
We're a classy establishment here.
We're a classy bunch. Mm.
Now, the title of this show has been It's a What the Fuck Week. So there's a couple of what the fucks I'd like to ask everyone. First of all, we're going to a video. Guys, what the fuck is this? Any second.
Je vais parler tout l'heure, là-bas, là. Parle plus, toi, de...
Okay, for the test. Yeah, no. No. Fuck no.
Alright, y'all know my kid doesn't sleep, okay? I was tired, I wandered out of the house. You just gotta let it go, okay? I'm sorry.
Somebody obviously just got a delivery from Wish. As usual, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. And they go, fuck this! It's too fucking tight!
Do you think that might be it? They couldn't get out of the morph suit, so they're walking down the road trying to find someone to unzip them.
Help me!
They're very stiff.
In your expert opinion, is that a ghost?
No.
I don't think
it's a ghost.
It's the ghost of bad credit decisions. Yeah. That's what it is.
I was Wish product.
I watched the video for this a couple of days ago, and they're actually not speaking in English. They're speaking, I don't know what it was, but the guy rarely looks at the figure. Once they stop, they're like talking to each other and then turning back.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually something they've popped
set up
in there.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I would love to know what they were saying. But, it's...
Don't look at it too closely. You can see the zip. You can see the zip.
We've had a lot of international light over the last couple of months, so maybe someone out there watching can tell us they're saying.
Well, apparently it happened on somewhere called the Bridge of the Dead. So yeah, it sounds like a bit of a setup.
I think they were trying to say it was an alien.
Well, I mean, if it really is a bad Wish purchase, then Sheila's got a friend now.
Sheila.
I think it did.
Hey, Sheila.
Hey Sheila.
Wish outfit.
Sheila looked banging in the Wish outfit.
Hey, everybody put their hand up who's bought something from Wish and it hasn't fitted. Yeah.
I've never ordered from Wish because I've been warned not to.
Don't do it.
Don't order from Wish.
This was years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
You learn after the first time.
I've got another what the fuck, guys. What the fuck is this?
Why?
I don't know if anyone has seen
why
former President Trump.
Oh, don't say the name.
Backwards pants? By the looks of it.
He's wearing stretch pants.
Yeah. See, that was my theory too.
Pants. Trust me.
Oh no!
He's wearing fucking stretch pants.
Get out! Shiny stretch pants. I just like to say I'm distressed. I'm really distressed because you just made me stare at his crotch, and I don't appreciate
that. Exactly what I was thinking. Like, why are you making me stare at his crotch?
There's nothing to see. Nothing to see, kids. Nothing.
He's
to
like
see
a Barbie doll.
Yeah, he's like a Ken doll. He's
probably
a mound of useless plastic where a dick should be.
I would put money that he's got a micro penis.
Well, you know who would know, and if we could reach out to our guy, Storm Daniels. Oh, you got to tell all.
I usually scold you guys for body shaming, but I'm going to allow it with this one.
I'm not body shaming. Because
everyone's saying these pants are so voluminous
because he's wearing a diaper.
Do you think he's wearing a diaper?
Oh, hell yeah.
There's been a couple of golf shots where I swear to God he's rocking a Depends.
They're saying he put his pants on backwards.
I read that too. As someone who has worn the diapers before, it gets a little rough after birth, y'all. Okay?
Maybe they didn't fit right.
He is definitely wearing diapers. 100%.
He's rocking a Depends.
Yep. Yep, expert opinion. Those are diapers.
Girls, okay, what do you
say? Katie
diapers?
Said it then. If Katie
diapers
said it, then it's true.
Let's get some professionals here. They deal with hauntings.
that's a haunting sign.
Exactly.
It's going to haunt my dreams.
Ethereal vestigial penis.
That's another wish problem. Probably not too big.
He's like the wish version of the president, right? You set away for a president, you end up with this asshole.
Nicely done.
That was a good one.
Duck, I try.
Well, let's
You're
end
funny
it there.
Sometimes, Dick.
Yeah, sometimes I'm funny.
I'm saying that's a high note. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Not like that joke you laughed from a couple of weeks ago, Katie. Ooh.
Oh,
I'm still reeling from a bad Katie joke. All right, here's a what the fuck.
But Steve, there are so many. Which one?
A South African woman has given birth to 10 babies, breaking the Guinness World Record held by, oh God, Malian Helena Sise of Mali. She gave birth to 9 children in Morocco last month.
You tried.
I'm not even going to try that one because the last name looks like shithole. Age 37 says she welcomed 10 babies yesterday. She was expecting to give birth to octuplets, but during the delivery, 2 more babies were found. Her husband
Why
said
not?
Her pregnancy was Surprise! Completely natural, adding that they were happy to welcome their decuplets, the couple of parents, to twins aged 6 years old, and now they will have 12 babies. The babies.
Do you reckon that's
weird.
Like
7 boys and 3 girls? That's not a birth. That's mass production.
I would commit suicide.
My life.
They look like ordering your pregnancy from Wish
right now. So tight.
if I was her, I'd be stitching that hole up.
I don't think it's closed. I think it's like one of the, you know, one of those sinkholes now that just devour the city.
Yeah. Can you imagine how? Like the first 5, they'd just be coming out.
And it'd be like that really good slip and slide that was available in the late 90s with the tunnel that shut out the end.
I was going to say, they probably need a whole baseball team there to catch them in the end. There's another one.
How big do you think a placenta has to be for 10 kids?
Right? She's huge. Like, look at her. She
she didn't have a good time. Let's be serious now, guys. She did not have a good time. She's smiling there.
Bless her. Because when you're that pregnant, it's just uncomfortable to exist.
Her vagina's never going to be the same.
No. Besides that, like when they're all just like pressing up against your ribs and pushing up into your it's
you know what? Fuck that. What about when they come out and you have to deal with them?
That's
12 right. How the fuck?
I wasn't even gonna touch that.
12 infants. 12 infants? What the fuck do you do with that?
Oh, we don't know how old the other two are. They just have 12 kids.
No, they're 6 years old, 6 year old twins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, 12 kids, 10 babies.
So she had a warm up run.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just gotta get it right.
When your kids are that old, and I had this thought myself the other day, why the fuck are you putting yourself through the newborn stage again? Come on.
Yeah, right. Why would you even bother?
But you forget. This is the thing. You forget.
Yeah, that's the problem. Everything's all right until they're ripping out your insides.
Yep. Until you get drunk on your husband's birthday and whoops.
Oh,
you're still up for everybody.
I don't want to know what you do when you're watching X-Files, Katie.
Yeah.
On the nugget couch, the X-Files. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm very concerned about it. How is the nugget couch, actually? Because we haven't heard from nugget couch for a long time. Is it still functioning?
Well, number one, do you want to take that?
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to multitask here.
That this picture has been up the whole... I thought my internet was just fucked.
No, it's me. I just realized that one of the stories wasn't loaded. Hi, everyone!
Hi! The Nugget Couch has moved up to my 6-year-old's room, so there's no more fun on the Nugget Couch.
We sometimes call nuggets poo here in Australia. Yes. I'm slightly concerned with this nugget couch.
Katie, please inform the ladies about the nugget couch saga.
Couch of nuggets.
Oh, we've lost her.
Hold on. Okay. So
I can do it if you want.
The nugget couch, it's like, it's just this, like, foam kind of toy.
Nugget.
Pretty much. It foams, it turns into a couch. And can
it's a couch that's made of different shapes, and you put the shapes together.
Yeah, it's a real hot commodity. You get on wait lists to get it, and I won a spot to get it, and I was like, guys, this is great.
I think Ace has won the comment of the day. Ace has won comment of the day. Your husband must be a good shot.
Ace, you threw me off my game. Okay, so
send us your address, you get a t-shirt.
Okay, so I won like the chance to get a nugget couch, and I was all excited about it, and I'm telling these guys, and I show them the nugget couch, and how did the X-Files thing even like come up? I don't even remember.
We just
that.
Made a lot of fun of you and whatever we were talking shit on the day. Probably there was an article about X-Files. It just all became about, Katie
and I was playing
on the nugget couch.
No, because I told you guys there are like Facebook groups about like Nugget Couch After Dark, and after the moms dark. Are all yeah. disgusting and like screw on their kids' couches. So you guys said I'm watching X-Files and getting fucked on the nugget couch.
You and me, baby. Right. Yep. About mammals.
I'm so glad we asked.
I know, right?
Doesn't everybody want to have dry vagina sex on a piece of foam?
I just imagine chicken nuggets disappearing in there somewhere.
Don't forget the sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, Anna and I liked me so much until that bad story, and now I've lost them. Please don't be my friends, guys.
All right, from one delivery to another happy delivery. Oh, we've got a royal baby. So the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have announced the birth of their second child, a baby girl. Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor was born Friday morning in a hospital in Santa Barbara, California. Prince Harry and Meghan said their name, their second child, Lilibet, after the royal family's nickname for the Queen, the baby's great-grandmother. Buckingham Palace has said the Queen, Prince Philip, is dead. The Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cornwall, and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have been informed and are delighted with the news. Wow, that was a bit of a fuck up.
I know.
I'm just so used to saying his name after hers, but.
Yeah, well, it's nice R.I.P. to see Elaine there practicing the birth position on her back with the legs up, ready to go. I thought we might actually get a preview of the exit wound, but you know.
Yeah. It was a beautiful moment. It's kind of like sitting on the toilet, taking a dump and watching the snow fall. You know, you've got to find beautiful moments in life, and
yeah.
if,
quality
that's how they do.
My husband. Yep.
But I don't know if anyone followed that story. Oh
we realized there was a mirror in there, and when he took the photo, we had to delete some of them because we could see him on the toilet in. The
The knees.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
To watch.
Was it mid evacuation face?
Stop.
I've got a question. Yes. What do you guys in America think of Meghan and Harry?
I just don't give a shit. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, she's, I can't muster up cares, but
I'm all over it like white on rice because I'm nosy as shit.
I mean, I don't
and
think
I'm
it's
fascinating.
I don't think it's okay the way they treated her, but I don't generally care about the royal family.
I think the double standard is hilarious. I think the double standard between her and Kate is hilarious. Yeah. I think she is obviously the villain because she's the American black one. Oh, look at her coming into our interbred family and spicing things up.
Look
it's like
my skin tone.
Like that hasn't been done through the ages, honestly.
Yeah, I know, right? They're too busy marrying each other, usually.
Ow.
We tend to only hear like the British and Australian versions of what's going on.
And they hate her.
And a lot of people don't like her. That's absolutely true. And I'm just wondering what the Americans think, or whether you even care about what's going on.
I think a lot of people here don't like her as well. I think a lot of people feel like...
I think a lot of the claims she made have sort of been debunked, and it's made her be not taken as seriously.
They have?
But have they? I think the general consensus.
I didn't see anything about it being debunked.
Yeah, there were things like when she said they were married 2 days before, the Archbishop came out and said, no, that's absolutely not true.
Stupid, but the emails.
Let's be real.
But it's a lie. So if you're a liar, you're a liar. So.
Well, you're a liar.
That's a pretty big lie, too.
Yeah, we only ever hear what the media wants us to hear. Yeah. So
exactly, and they came out against the British media. They came out against the British media, so they are now target number one. Yeah. No matter what they say, there was a couple of weeks ago when Harry was talking about going into therapy, and everyone's like, "Oh, what a weirdo!" Da 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 da. And then William was talking about having therapy and time away in Ireland, like, oh, isn't he amazing? It's like,
yeah,
they definitely
you can't pick and choose. Like, all right, no, you don't like them, that's fine, but you don't need to make them the villains of the piece just because you need a villain.
Like, say nasty things. People say horrible things.
It's good old fashioned racism.
Yeah,
that's what it is. William is the prodigal son, and Meghan's a black girl. There you go.
And I don't believe, like, she's planned this and da 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 da. She would have to be some kind of criminal psychic mastermind to go, all of these movements that I'm going to make because I'm a genius. She was a showgirl on Deal or No Deal.
She was on Suits. Yes.
Let's not pretend that she's some kind of genius. There's a person behind you!
Did you see the t-shirt? Did you
And one of them was wearing a merchandise.
Come back and meet them up.
Wait, what way? I need to go this way.
Let's see those titties.
Hey, wait, turn around. Give us the back.
Turn around.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Your big ass head is blocking it.
What happened was...
Very nice.
Thank you for that. Speaking of Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal. Would you like one of these shirts that may or may not fit or be printed straight? Go for it.
Never printed straight, but the fabric is quite nice.
The fabric is quite nice. We'll save one for Ace because he earned that.
Can you hear her?
Hey, you saved one for Ace.
I ordered a shit ton to bring back to Auburn.
Just saying he earned it.
Here, listen, don't tell nobody. But, you know, I'm a tough bitch. Like, I don't play when people fuck up. So I'm like, I spent like $300 on shirts lately. So I called the company and I'm like losing it. I'm sending them pictures and videos of all these shirts. Didn't think I'd get them all for free.
There you go, girl.
Woo! Work, Jeffrey.
Dre, honey, I'll take my refund and get my shit for free. Thank you.
You know, back to the topic. Were you making fun of the name Lilibet? Because someone was, I thought. Because that is a nickname.
No one did. You mentioned that.
Okay,
Katie's feeling attacked just because she's a white mother. What's that?
Just call me Karen. Anyways.
You've almost got the haircut, so please don't go any shorter.
May I please talk to your manager?
You can.
Lilibet sounds very much Gone with the Windish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's the Queen's nickname.
It is.
Lilibet sounds like... Lilibet sounds like she don't know nothing about birth and no babies.
So the story was that
I might know a little bit about it.
When Queen Elizabeth II was a baby and she'd try and say her name, she couldn't say Elizabeth. She would call herself Lilibet. And that's where it came from.
Cute.
So it is quite a sentimental little thing.
Everyone just needs to watch The Crown, really, don't you?
He's trying to get that money because he knows that bitch is going to die soon.
That's bad.
Oh,
that's
she ain't.
That's
all
gone.
It's funny now though, because this new child's been born. She is 8th in line for the throne, and Prince Andrew goes down to 11. But he should be kept in the dark tower, right?
Prince Andrew goes down on 11-year-old.
Year old? Yes. Ooh. I was going to go there.
Look at
Renata.
Renata's like, fuck this.
Renata's like, I'm separating from the brand.
He's covered up with shirt like, I don't know this bitch.
Andrew he's gonna be fucking pissed.
He's gonna be walled up in a palace somewhere, right? He's gonna be walled up in an oubliette, and he will be gone.
Can anybody say there's
in our latest Seriously. True hauntings episode that's coming out? You've got a little sneak peek. We know exactly where he can get walled up because we did the Tower of London.
Shut up! I'm so excited.
I know.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell the live 6 viewers that we have. Yeah. Although we can't trust that. So, anyway. So, guys, are we ready?
Share. Those 6 could become 12.
Come on,
just sit there. Just sit there. You share with your friends
right now.
We want numbers to go up, guys.
We want to double those figures.
Let's get into double numbers.
I love it.
Let's get into 12.
Oh, Renata's like the old school telethon. Oh, we went down one.
I love your spirit, Renata.
I love it.
We got more pedalists. Yay!
You can't trust that counter anyway. She's not accurate.
No, that fucking thing doesn't work at all. Oh! One episode on Twitter.
We're going to have to keep it.
Come on, guys. We're not talking until the numbers go up. Come on. You can do it. I know you've
got
friends. Don't be quiet,
Shai.
I'm sharing.
Come on. She's, look at her. She's channeling. She's channeling through. Channeling through.
I'm sharing.
So, guys, we're super old because guess what? This week was the 37th anniversary of Ghostbusters.
Yay! Well, maybe you're super old. I was not born in 84.
I was. I was a 1-year-old. I'm super cute.
And me too. We're 83 babies. Us three.
I was 86, but anyway.
Anna Renata, since it's your business, are you excited about Ghostbusters coming out, the new one?
Yay!
Oh, not the new
Finally.
One. The new
oh,
one,
I
so.
Am. I'm excited to see the new one.
The new one looks kind of cool, though, because it's...
I don't know.
It's a sequel.
Paul Rudd is delicious. We love Paul Rudd.
We do.
Okay, you do not love Paul Rudd.
That was Pussy's Gone Wild.
I think the main guy...
That was mine. That was Loki. He was saying, hey.
Okay.
Hang on. There's someone at the door. Take over, Renata.
I am keen to see it, but...
It's Auntie Z's back again.
Yeah, Auntie Zelda.
Auntie Zelda's tapping on the walls again. But so...
I am keen to see it.
Because that is obviously a very heightened version of what you do. You don't wander around with a proton pack going shooting nasties.
We've been asked, do you have a proton pack? Please believe me. Yeah.
Hey, if we can get the budget for it, we'll get a proton pack.
Listen,
too.
Yeah. Wait, I had a real question.
My friend's kid.
Go ahead,
Jeffrey.
You will finish your story. I'll ask after.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
My internet's freezing, so I don't.
Oh, okay, then I'll go. Okay. What did you think of the all-female Ghostbusters? Because that one was... people either loved it or hated it. What did you think?
Well, as far as we're concerned, because we are female and we are Ghostbusters, we loved it from the point of view... I mean, it was very kooky and very, you know, full-on. But, you know, women have a place in the paranormal. It's just not all a men's geek. And it has always been profoundly a platform where men have really ruled, and it still is in many cases. You know, when women show their heads when it comes to any important information or anything that might be of value, it's like, oh, you know, they're just girls.
I liked it a lot. I thought Leslie Jones was hilarious.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought
just
it was great.
Just as women have their place in the paranormal, they also have their place in the comics.
Yes!
And I have to ask you a question.
Yeah?
The knock at the door, was it Auntie Zelda or the Hook and Nardi? Who was it?
Or was it Jesus?
It was the postman.
Did you get a visit from Luna Juma?
The postman always knocks twice, isn't it? The postman always knocks twice or something.
He's supposed to ring, isn't he? I thought he was supposed to ring.
Or ring.
Whatever. So we'll keep in the creepy sphere. It's official. The monsters are being reborn from the twisted mind of Rob Zombie as he declares it his 20-year passion project, rumored to be landing on streaming service Peacock. The Murphy's Multiverse website recently broke the news that Sherry Moon Zombie and Jeff Daniel Phillips will be playing Lily and Herman Munster. God, can't speak. In Rob Zombie's pen film, the cast also including Richard Brake, Dan Roebuck, George Garcia, and Cassandra Elvira Peterson. Casting is not confirmed yet, but are we ready to see the monsters through?
You mean Sherry Moon Zombie's going to be in a Rob Zombie movie?
I know, right?
You know what? I really am not looking forward to it because you know that Marilyn's going to be covered in tattoos and probably have a meth addiction and have Pepsi, and Eddie Munster's going to be, like, in jail. It's just going to be trash. Sorry.
Let's be honest here. He hasn't done anything good since The Devil's Rejects, okay? Everything he's done since then is trash. Trash.
Makes it into trash, though. He did the Halloween remake. The original was a classic, almost, like, you know, a suspense film. And now you have, like, trash running around doing drugs, and I'm like, well, I don't care if they die. They're killing themselves anyway. Like,
I mean,
thank God someone showed up with a knife. He just, I don't know, he's got strange ideas. That's
the Halloween movies were at least semi tolerable, but like, did you see Lords of Salem? That was just shit. I mean, it was straight up dog shit. It was
choices.
Terrible.
Choices. Have you seen many Rob Zombie movies, you two?
No. No idea what you're talking about.
I think you should maybe stay away.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like 70s exploitation horror just pushed to like the limit where it's just not even bad taste.
It's something you watch while you're taking drugs, I'm assuming.
Yeah, pretty much. House of a Thousand Corpses was pretty good. It was violent and gory, but it was... I would call it a Texas Chainsaw Massacre on LSD. but like the thing about his movies that really kind of pissed me off is he like feels the need to put his wife in every single movie. And she's terrible. She can't act. She's
Girl
so
can't
bad.
Act. Girl can't act. It's
she's
okay.
terrible. She's so
Tim
bad.
Tim Burton does the same thing.
If Helena Bonham Carter can act, bitch.
No, comparing those two is just not, it's not a fair game because Sherry Moon Zombie is just terrible. She's pretty, but she's terrible.
But everything's about horror lately, guys, because the box office is back. And The Conjuring 3 led the weekend globally, taking $57 million on its week of release.
Yeah.
And franchise sequel A Quiet Place 2 went to $139 million worldwide with the international box office. There are so many horror sequels and everything coming out. Are we post-pandemic looking at horror movies because we've lived one for the last 12 months? And Renata, what are your thoughts?
I know a lot of people that come home from a very stressful day and they will watch some sort of a murder show.
That's me.
Where someone's slashing somebody up or there's a horror show. For whatever reason, it seems to calm them down and you go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
but yeah, that's how they calm down, by getting thrills from, you know, something that is worse off than their life.
There's actually been a lot of people who have been stuck home during the pandemic who suddenly think their houses are haunted as well.
Yeah.
And it's just that they've never been at home during that time normally, and they're hearing noises that they wouldn't normally hear, and they're starting to think that their house is haunted. So it's a genre now that people are looking towards to get information. And as soon as you put real life or based on a true story, people are all over it. That's what gets them in.
Yeah, this movie is as far away from based on a true story as it can possibly get. The only thing that is based on a true story is a kind of a thought that will put this little bit of it in, and then we'll run with a completely different story.
You know, I thought the trial of Arnie Johnson was a really interesting story, and they should have focused more on that instead of, well, I'm going to spoil it for y'all because it's shit anyways. So I'm doing you a favor. You're welcome.
It doesn't match up. You kind of get lost halfway through when you're going, what is all of this about? Like,
right?
Is it about the Warrens? Is it about
the story? And they glorify
the
murderer.
Is it about,
and they look like he's this romantic figure that the world needs to feel sorry for. No.
Yeah.
And even worse, they like get completely off that storyline and go for like a Satanist kind of like line.
Yeah.
And what does this woman have anything to do with the story? Oh,
absolutely nothing.
She cursed Arnie. No, Arnie was, you know, just.
You can tell that they obviously don't own the rights to the Amityville story, so they can't do that one. They keep hinting around it. It's just
that's not anything to do with Amityville. This is a
but
the Warrens.
The Warrens, the whole Conjuring thing. There's a case in Amityville. You're like, yes, but we'll never do it because a different studio owns the rights to it.
And then there's a classic scene about 5 minutes into the movie with the priest standing in front of the house.
I know, like complete rip, right?
And you go, what?
I'll admit, I liked that nod, and that was probably the only good part of the movie. But
I laughed out loud in the theater.
I know it's like suburban street. It's like, it actually reminded me. There's a very similar scene in like one of the Scary Movies. I'm pretty sure, isn't it? Where the priest arrives. We're almost at double digits.
Well, the Scary Movie, the parody rips off Exorcist completely, but it's hilarious. But with this one, I think I just don't understand where they're going in this universe anymore. I mean, they really had a great story with the trial of Arnie Johnson, but the young child who is getting the exorcism, there's a son in the middle of it. So there's the youngest. There's the daughter that is in love with Arnie Johnson. And
they
then
just
there
wrote
is
the other kid out too hard.
Well, the thing is, they wrote him off because he's completely against the story. He says the Warrens are full of shit, shocker. And he's just like suing people over this because it's bullshit and it's like slandering.
He was in the too hard basket for them.
Yeah.
He could not be included.
He was just totally against it. So they wrote him out.
But even if you look at some of the shots. I was looking at the one where Lorraine Warren gets pushed over the cliff. Sorry, guys. Gets pushed over the cliff.
You're doing a favor,
by the demon, and Ed comes to save her. Now, if you watch how they have sliced it all together, it's plainly obvious that it's not the same cliff. It's not the same spot.
I know, right?
Any of the shots.
Yeah.
None of the shots match up.
It's the basic of TV.
And you go, hold on, I'm not that stupid. That is not the rock that she just slid off, you know? It's just,
that is not Dwayne Johnson.
I also think that was in the trailer, but also if you watch the movie, you know that Ed had this terrible heart attack and he is meek as a kitten. How is he pulling her up off a cliff? It would probably kill him and give him another
heart attack. Do you know how, Katie?
The power of love.
Jesus.
The power of Jesus.
The power of Jesus runs through his veins, y'all. I'm bathed in his blood.
And I'll tell you.
Stop it. Jesus is a good Uber Eats delivery driver.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Is our Uber Eats driver good?
Now, I have to ask a serious question of the paranormal duo. So I think, obviously, the better kind of legal / paranormal drama was The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Did you see that one?
Yes, I
think that was probably like a bit too much legal and not enough paranormal.
Steve, save it for Uncensored Horror.
I'm talking about, yes, definitely. I want to talk about the actors that are playing these possessed roles. I think they don't get enough credit because the chick from Dexter that was in Emily Rose, amazing performance. Lily, what's her name, that was in the original Conjuring? Amazing performance. That little boy when he was possessed, amazing performance.
Oh, absolutely.
But we go and, like, I don't know.
I've always wanted to play a possessed person. I think I'd nail it.
Well, you know, just trying to write a movie, and there may be a role for you.
How far does your neck turn, Anne?
Not much these days.
Okay. We can make it work.
Yeah, I can open up my mouth wide.
Oh.
I mean, I know we're probably going to wrap this up in a minute.
Take a picture of that hole.
Oh, God.
My
haunted hole collection's going to grow.
Just don't get your coconut oil out with it.
My final word on The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It, is Patrick Wilson is worth the watch, but the rest of the movie is not.
Yeah.
Look, Patrick's starting to get old, isn't he?
I like older men. He's a snack.
I'll be watching.
I'll eat them up.
Yeah, Vera's very fun. We did briefly watch Scream, the opening scene of Scream with Vera, and
she's out. She's like, nope. Done with this. Thank you.
All right.
First of all, I live alone. Second of all, I like to sleep.
Listen, if it wasn't COVID times, I would have been there with you.
We will ruin every horror movie for you because we just go, that's all shit.
I'm ready for it. I want to sit down and I want you to ruin these movies for me. I am ready.
With Ghost Hunters Reacts, are you ever going to do, like, you know, real footage? Like, is that something that you'd look at doing with Ghost Hunters React? Looking at all these
you've got to be really careful because there will be so many people that will come on and really tear you to shreds. People tear us to shreds already when we come on and we talk about orbs.
Don't mention orbs.
To Renata, don't mention. She's going to start.
Go, Renata. Do it. A photograph that's kind of like a slimy fingerprint or something, and you go, that's not paranormal.
Yeah.
That's coconut
we
oil.
We don't choose the clips that we get to see. And we're never shown what they are before we actually see them. So when you see us watching that, we are watching it for the first time. And some of them we don't know, so it's been an interesting ride, that one.
I love watching you watch the Asian horror movies.
That's great.
Well, those are the best ones, especially
when she stood over the top of that. When she stood over the top of that girl, and you guys both, I think, yeah. If you want to see it, you got to check out Ghost Hunters React on YouTube, people. It is a funny watch to watch these two watch things.
I do have to say, the Japanese do very good horror.
Oh, they're really good at doing it.
They do really good horror. Yeah.
And then the Americans remake them and we trash them.
Okay, speaking of trashing someone, I don't know if you guys saw this obituary, but we're going to read it. Kathleen Demlow Shunk was born March 19, 1938 to Joseph and Gertrude Shunk of Wabasso. She married Dennis Demlow at St. Anne's in Wasabo in 1957 and had two children, Gina and Jay. In 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle Demlow, and moved to California. She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents in Clements, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Shunk. She passed away on May 31st, 2018 in Springfield and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this is the world is now a better place without her.
Is this the kind of shit you guys are going to say about me when I'm gone?
Red to filth.
Is this what
you wrote? Obituary. Opinions, feelings, comments? Oh, that's a haunting waiting to happen.
I love it. Finally, somebody speaks the truth about a person instead of all this love and light bullshit about what a great person they were. No, stop that. That's right, who she was. Go for it.
You're also quite often...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. You often quite often see on TV when they're interviewing people and someone has passed away through an accident or something, and they're all always beautiful people, always beautiful, love of the family, everything's wonderful. No one has ever said about their relative or whatever, he was an asshole. He deserved it. He was an absolute shit bastard to his kids, He used to beat up his wife. I don't care. It's a good thing he's dead. No, they're always beautiful, lovely people.
We spend too much time canonizing assholes. They're not things just because they're fucking dead.
Especially Jeffrey's, because it's covered in coconut oil.
Ask Jeffrey how he feels. What was his uncle or his grandfather?
His grandfather.
We're staying away from Jeffrey's grandfather. He's a good shot. Controversy.
And he's muted as well.
What about this son of a bitch?
There you go. I told you.
That rotten fuck.
We're talking about honest obituaries.
And Jeffrey's giving.
Listen, that son of a bitch. Listen. How do you get to shoot your wife in the fucking head while this bitch is sleeping, and then at the funeral?
Your volume go. You are.
I can't.
Well, then don't project as much. The diaphragm, Jeff.
At the funeral.
That's better.
At the funeral. At the funeral, they put them in the same.
How you haven't put heard them this in story, the same room?
He killed her while she was sleeping, and they put the motherfucker next to her at the wake. Who does that shit? I didn't even go. It's not normal.
Oh, at least they didn't put them in the same box together.
There's some chromosomes missing.
Definitely.
I'm sure they would have if they could have.
Oh, I just thought
it was insane. And then they were all over there like, oh, nobody's paying attention to our father. It was the craziest shit.
Oh. Okay, well, I think that's a great time to jump to. I can't even speak. I'm in that much shock.
Oh, my God.
It's a great time to jump to a segment I like to call The View From Here. So we've got a very special view from here today. Anne and Renata have agreed to give us a very quick reading
cards.
Of their cards.
Oh,
cards!
So Katie wants to go first. Look at her.
No, fuck her! Fuck her! I've got to drive!
No,
All right.
I went.
All right, so let us explain. So Renata is a very talented, gifted psychic medium tarot reader. She is a tarot master, and she reads from the Rider-Waite today, or which ones have you got?
The Golden Tarot.
The Golden Tarot. I read from the Naughty Spirit Oracle cards, and I have no talent whatsoever, and I make it up. So
I love you, girls.
All right, so we are doing a live tarot show for those in Australia. We're going to be touring around Australia. You can find tickets at anneandrenata.com.
Look below.
Thank you very much.
She's pointing at the website, Anne.
And Barbara says hello.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Maxine and Jody. We've got lots of our people on there. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for watching.
Who's getting a reading first?
Me.
Who's me?
Get Katie out of the way.
Oh, Katie.
Do the boring one first.
Yeah, do the boring one first.
What's your question?
I have a question. Shit. Do Jeff first.
That's your question. Should you do
Jeff first? Do you have a question?
Am I going to die on the car ride home?
There we go. That's a good one.
Come on, I don't like that one.
Come on, Jeffrey. Something
more fun, Bubs. Just in case you do die.
You've got a good luck card of the tarot deck here. Look at this.
Nice.
Absolutely a good luck card, but you must be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it and then all hell will break loose. So sometimes dreams are really great when they're over there, a long way away. And the closer we come to them, the more the realization is this is going to be really hard work. And holy shit, what do I do when I get all of this and I've got to now be responsible? for it. So that's the problem. But if you've got a really big dream at the moment, it's coming your way, so get ready.
Oh, I like this. I like this. I like that one working too. With us in America. So my card says, oh, my God, you're supposed to, grow in life, not stand fucking still.
So, red to filth, Jeffrey. Red to filth.
I love it.
You're stuck in a bit of a rut there. You need to keep moving forward. And it's just, as she said.
I know. It's because I'm fat.
Yeah, turn your volume down.
Wrong sort of rut, my love. Keep moving forward. All right.
Keep moving forward and you won't be fat.
I'm ready. All right, girls.
What's your question, Katie?
Is my toddler ever going to sleep through the night? Is he ever going to do it? Am I ever going to sleep again?
You've got the strength card, which says no. Sorry.
Damn.
Suck it up. And,
you're going to hate mine.
He or she?
He.
He? Yeah. ADHD. Sorry. No sleep. No sleep. And not only sleep is a problem, but attitude will also be a problem.
Oh, my God. She's read him to filth.
So you have got this. This one will be pushing your boundaries for a very long time to come. And this is kind of your nemesis. You will learn from this child a lot. They will be teaching you how to really operate in the world because you thought you had it all together and this little kid's going to go, fuck you don't.
Oh my God, Kyle, this woman just
nailed it.
You ready? Are you ready?
You just nailed it with that child.
Okay, here comes yours. Pray, motherfucker, let that help in. No hope. You're going to have to seek help.
Okay. So when we finally get together, I'm just going to be very sleep deprived. So just bear with me.
Let Jesus in, Katie. Let him deliver.
Jesus, I'm coming.
Vera, do you have a question for the lovely ladies?
I do, and it's just came right up.
That's what she said.
About 7.5 years ago, I left a job that was very high paying with very high stress. And I'm very happy in the job that I have now, but it's a lot less money. But last night, my old administrator reached out and asked me if I'm willing to come back.
Ooh. Beer is hot property.
This is a win-lose situation. So from the point of a financial gain, yes, it's awesome. But from the point of your joy and happiness, that shit goes out the door once you move back into this space. So you have to have a really good reason for going back in that it's going to pay the bills or it's going to pay the mortgage or whatever it is, and you will have to suck it up. What you will find is different when you return is that there are a lot more people breathing down your neck for the position that you would be walking into. So there will be hostility there. So you better put your big girl pants on and walk in and show them right from the very first day who rules. Otherwise, you're in for a lot of issues.
I think apparently, I'm not
doing it. The angels have your back. They have your fucking back. So whatever you decide to do, they're apparently going to take you from behind, bend you over and go for it. There you go.
Solving two problems at once, Vera.
Cross the water on it.
Just out there,
okay, what about Luke?
Look, I want to ask something a bit serious. Look, I'm in a rut, girls. I feel like I'm stuck because I'm not happy where I am. I want to move, but I need to also do what's best for my 4-year-old daughter. So I don't know what the future holds or what's going to happen. Whether I do move back to the city, hang around here.
I know a job opening here in New York.
Yeah. I got a couch to sleep on. Let's do this.
One thing to remember is that your daughter is 4 years old. So
yes.
Don't blame her for your decisions.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, no, no. I want to do the right thing for her.
Is it because the other parent is close by and that's why you want to stay there?
No, she's a surrogate child, so I'm completely in control of where we go.
Okay.
It's just my support's here in a small town.
Yeah.
My mother and everyone's here, whereas if I went back to the city, it would be different.
There is something more behind how you feel at the moment, and it goes deeper than what you are saying now. And therefore, you shouldn't be talking about it on this platform. But there is more than one thing that is the issue here, and they are deep emotional issues. It's part of the baggage
Carry. I've got the answer in my cards.
Yeah, it's part of the baggage that you carry, and as long as you focus on those things, and sometimes they're really on a subconscious level, so you don't even know that those things are associated with some of the decisions you're making at this point in time, but they're still there. They're the old triggers. You will never get to a point where you feel you're going to do the right thing no matter what you decide, that all the decisions will just have a part of them that feels wrong because there is a mistrust in your heart as to whether you can make the right decision or not.
Yeah, you got me. Yep.
Oh, red to filth, I live.
Yeah, you wait till you see this one. And not one more fucking time will you abuse yourself, be loving right this fucking second. You are safe. All right, you're putting every other bastard in front of yourself and you're not looking after yourself. And you bash yourself up constantly in your mind that you're not good enough, you're not doing the right thing. You're trying to be too much to every other fucker. Look after yourself, get yourself right and be safe. And then you can make better decisions. Love, Naughty Spirit.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
We
just got handed your ass.
It's okay. Yeah.
I think we did that to you last time, didn't we?
Yeah. Last time
you made me cry last time.
We had a spirit. Last time we had a spirit.
Yeah.
Very nice. Wow. That was red to fill.
Now, Stevie, what is your question?
Oh, wait a minute. What about Steve?
What about Steve? I'm usually the partial jury.
No. You're a human being.
Come on, Steve.
Okay.
Steve wants to know about his love life.
No, I don't. I don't want to know about my love life. I would just like to know some general, like a general vibe for the future. Am I headed in the right direction in everything that I'm doing? Or do things need to change?
Am I on the right path? Is that what it is?
No, well, not necessarily. I'm more talking about the jobs that I'm doing at the moment, where I'm investing my energy. Is it the right spot?
Right.
So this is a very interesting card, the Four of Coins. And the Four of Coins or Coins cards are about what you own, what you show the world that your value is through what you have and what you own. And I don't think that that is really who you truly are, but you're actually afraid to be that other person. And so you wear a mask quite often when you are out in public. And so people kind of tend to read you by what you exhibit of yourself, but there is another truer self inside that likes to sort of follow rules and conditions and looks at the world very, very differently. So there are very much two parts of you. And this kind of comes from the aspect of maybe at some point in time, a long time ago, or maybe it is something that you've had prior on several occasions where you've been judged very harshly for some of the things that you have tried to do or how you've presented yourself. And so therefore that part of you just goes deep in and hides and you present very, very differently. And that's going to burn you out eventually. And that's why you can't find that part of you that says, I know where I'm going, because the deep part of you knows where you want to go, but the external part says, don't go there, brother, because the shit's going to hit the fan. Does that make sense?
Sorry, I muted myself. Yes. I did eventually.
I don't know about you guys, but I want a whole reading now. Like, where can we set that up? Okay, this is crazy.
Oh, I'm sure you can deal with that with Anna Renata privately.
Now, interesting, I drew a card for you, but then another card went flying out of the deck and landed. So you've ended up with two cards. So Ooh. The first card I drew for you was stop sweating the small stuff. It's fucking tiresome. So you're worried about all the little things. Don't worry about the little shit. Yeah, look at the stuff that's actually important and has weight. Forget the rest. And the other card was trust your ability, for fuck's sake.
Oh, my God. So
you're doubting yourself all the time. And you need to go, you know what? I do have knowledge. I am worthwhile. I have value. So, yeah, suck that shit up, sweetheart.
And I don't know if you remember, but when you came in, when you guys came and investigated my workplace.
Yep.
It was the same card I got then as well.
Oh, my God. You haven't taken the hint, obviously.
Look, what can I say? I like to overcommit, you know? That's how I roll.
Spirit's yelling at you.
Look.
Steve, what's the deal with the scarf? Have you just recently purchased a scarf or found a scarf that has kind of been lost and it's been refound?
No.
Okay.
All right, I'll be on the lookout for one, though.
Keep an eye out. There's a deal with the scarf. There's a scarf that keeps coming up and showing itself to me. So I don't know whether you actually refined it or it's been purchased, but there's something special about it.
Okay.
It might come to you later.
Interesting. Now, before we move on, because first time we had you guys on, we were all like, ha, 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 everything's fine. And you're like, by the way, Jeffrey, there's someone standing behind you.
Don't tell me. Don't tell
me. I want to know. Is there anyone hovering anywhere?
Okay, tell me.
He's actually pulled his pants down and he's showing me his bare bum at the moment. Right behind Jeffrey's left
ear. Get that coconut oil out.
Woohoo! Oh, Jeffrey.
Okay, but seriously, is there anyone there?
Yeah, earlier on, actually saw a cat, a small cat.
I saw the cat.
In the house. I was going to say pussy, but I didn't think that was appropriate.
No, we call it the pussy.
Mama bad pussy.
Well, look, that was very, very, very eventful for everyone. We're going to just jump into our segment that we hold near and dear to our hearts. It's a segment that we like to call Veer Events. So this is where we give Vera 2 minutes to just go hard as a motherfucker.
Get it all off my chest.
Anything that she wants to do because she has a lot of feeling. So Vera, are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
You bet, baby.
This week there is a very interesting piece of legislation coming up in the state of New York. Now that they have a veto-proof majority in the Senate, they're trying to pass a single-payer insurance reform bill. And all over the social media have been the Coalition for Medicare Choice. And they're scaring the fuck out of seniors that New York State's going to close down Medicare. Well, I got a few things to say about this. First and foremost, you're idiots because New York State can't trump a federal law and Medicare is a federal law. Fuck you. Second, you're being manipulated by fearmongers. And who are the fearmongers? Big insurance. Listen, you want to know how to get to the bottom of all this fucking fake news that's everywhere around us? Follow the money. The reason that this coalition for Save Medicare, or whatever the fuck it's called, exists is because big billionaire insurance companies don't want this insurance reform bill to pass. So they've created a fake company to scare the bejesus out of seniors who think they're going to lose everything. And this falls true for every piece of fake news out there. Figure out who's putting the news forward and is it really news or are they trying to scare you into doing what they want to do? We got to stop being sheep. Figure it out. Read. Educate yourself. Find out who's putting the pack together. And if they can't say who they are, they're probably not looking out for you. Thank you.
Preach, Sister Vera. Preach, Sister Vera, as usual. Look, Jody's now going to read me for filth as well. That's all right. It's been the theme of the day. Let's get read for filth on Uncensored Radio. Well, look, it's been a smashing time, guys. Anna Renata, you survived.
Yay!
You survived. But you haven't survived quite yet. Oh, you haven't survived quite yet because I have this last story. Woman crushes 3 watermelons in 7.5 seconds for world record. Courtney Olsen, owner of Girl Clothing Athletic Wear line, said she decided to take on the watermelon smashing world record. Yeah, I know, right? To celebrate the opening of her brand's new store in Las Vegas. Olsen said she's preparing to teach a watermelon crushing class and planning on an event August 3rd, National Watermelon Day. Wow.
What an amazing entrepreneur.
Well, I know.
You know what they say?
I feel very sorry for her partner, though.
You know what they say? Thick thighs save lives.
I want to see a business plan. I want to see her go up and go, this is my business plan. Yeah? Is this going to work?
I want to know if she has rogue watermelon seed insurance, because that'd come out and... She could be.
Well, I would hope.
You know how they used to, but you know how they used to say, if you swallow a watermelon seed, it grows in your stomach. What happens if it goes up the other way?
Well, I would hope she'd be wearing some of her shorts to, you know, promote. But anyways,
shorts on, God.
That's what I'm saying. Is she doing
what the fuck?
There are places on a woman's anatomy where sugar should not go.
Yeah.
We're assuming this woman is doing it like pantsless.
Yeah. We're all talking about her, so she's done a good job.
She's done the right job.
That's true.
Follow the money.
And you know what? We are so more than grateful that we have had the lovely Anna Renata joining us today. If you are just joining us or if you don't follow them already, jump on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Anna Renata. True Hauntings Podcast is their mothership podcast, we'll call it. You can find that where every good podcast is sold. It's not even sold, but aired.
Nice.
Guys, what if you... Thank you so much. What's coming up in the near future that you can talk about?
That's a very good question. We've got a season 2 coming out of The Space Between, which is the Woo-hoo! TV series that just came out on 7 Plus. We do have another YouTube series which is being cooked up at the moment, which we can't tell you what it is, but it's, again, it's a little bit of fun. What else have we got?
Lots of tours coming up, so anyone locally, they can jump on a tour and check out the real life ghost hunting experience with us. Yes. And we'll be doing lots of podcasts, I guess.
Yeah.
More working for free.
Yeah. There is a little secret one that is still germinating in the background. So if people could send us good juju for that one, that would be really awesome. It keeps saying that, you know, more information will come forward soon, and you get more information, which says there'll be more information coming soon. So we've been on this roller coaster for
a few months now, and it's just almost horrendous. A year. Yeah, it's nerve-wracking. Yeah. Absolutely nerve-wracking.
So it's close. It's getting closer all the time. So if people can give us good juju for that project, we'd appreciate it.
Look, you always have our good juju. You've been so gracious with your time always, and always awesome to have on the show. As I said earlier, we've done a pre-record with Anna Renata today, which will be dropping later this month, so get ready for an amazing show as per usual. But thank you so much for your time. I know you've got to run off and do more radio work because you're so in demand. You know.
Well,
somebody
will pay us anytime soon. I'm just going to go catch up on my podcast.
Yes. If you haven't listened to True Hauntings Podcast, you are a mistake. Go and do it. Fix it.
Absolutely.
Fix that mistake. Put the good juju out there.
If you like laughing, go listen to it.
Katie, Annabelle, go and listen to the Annabelle.
No.
She will not.
No, you must.
I love you, but
no. No, you must. You must listen to it.
All right.
It's worth it.
And Renata is gold.
For you, I will do it.
Let us know what you think.
All righty, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and Renata. Thank you, everyone else, for my UCR panel. And we will see you next week.
Bye!
I gotta do it. This podcast is clear.